This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Funny business is big business. I'm talking jokes here, and I'm talking really big business, too, because think about it for just a second. For every punchline delivered by Jimmy, either one of them, or Seth or Conan, there are hundreds that don't make it out of the writer's room. Stand-up comedians test thousands of jokes on the way to a successful routine. So cashing in on somebody's jokes without attribution is not so funny. And there is something of an uproar in the entertainment world right now over joke stealing, and it has put some comedians in a very bad humor. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is here to talk about that. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so what do you got?
Well, so the current outcry came after news that this internet star, who is known as the Fat Jewish, a.k.a. Josh Ostrowski, got picked up by a talent agency here in Los Angeles called CAA. It's one of the biggest talent agencies around. And this guy's basically built a career around aggregating slash stealing, depending on how you want to call it, other people's content, often without attribution. And so there's been discussion among comedians about this guy and this trend online for a long time. But all of a sudden, the news that he got picked up by CAA sort of made everybody's head explode a little bit.
They are angry, I imagine. Are they, you know, like lawsuit angry?
Well, so that's a really interesting question, is whether or not jokes are copyrightable, fall under intellectual property law. And so to answer it, I got in touch with a professor named Christopher Sprigman. And I found him because he co-wrote this 80-page paper on jokes and intellectual property.
Yeah, it's actually fascinating. I love when people do that.
I know. So he teaches copyright law at New York University, and he told me that copyright law covers the expression of the idea, but not the nugget, not the idea itself.
All right.
A comedian who's interested in lifting a joke could possibly just lift the underlying comedic idea and express it somewhat differently and escape the reach of the copyright law altogether.
So here's the thing. Even if there is a copyrightable claim, these lawsuits cost a ton of money. But here's the really interesting part.
Okay, what?
There's an informal code among comedians that means they don't even need this law.
Really?
They don't need this at all. Yeah.
Is it Sprigman, like Omerta or something? I mean, right?
Sprigman found this in his research, that basically comedians don't let each other steal jokes.
Wow.
And I talked to a comedian named Brian Gare, who works in Austin, and he told me how it works with stand-ups.
Okay.
If you hacked someone's joke and used it, you would be instantly ostracized. Comics do a good job of policing themselves in that fashion. Your reputation would immediately be ruined and you couldn't work anywhere. People would put the word out and it's almost the equivalent of a blacklist.
Wow.
You're done if you copy somebody's stand-up routine. But online, it's a different world.
So hold on, online, right? Twitter, Snapchat, all that stuff. Talk to me about social media here, because, you know, you say something funny online and bang, everybody owns it.
Yeah, and everybody, they don't just retweet it, but they take and tweet it as their own account.
Right.
This happens on Instagram, too, all the time. Brian says he has jokes ripped off all the time. Anytime there's something funny, people are tweeting it out. And he says some of the people tweeting his work, actually claiming it as his own, are getting followers and making money off it. And that's what makes him crazy. Advertisers, he says, they don't care about this informal comedy code. They care about the number of followers next to your name.
Right, right.
Advertisers and the public at large almost don't care. They're like, well, he's really popular, or this account's really popular. I want to work with him.
Really recently, we've seen Twitter start taking down some plagiarized posts based on copyright claims of the person who says they tweeted that original tweet.
So what happens now? Do we rely on like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram to police and somebody's going to file a lawsuit? I mean, what happens?
So I asked a woman named Mara Quint that. She's a comedy writer and has been one of the people really outspoken against this online joke stealing. She thinks the change is most likely going to come from public opinion, getting to a point where advertisers don't want to be affiliated with somebody cashing in on someone else's work.
If we take away the financial incentive, this becomes a much smaller problem, and it's something that, of course, will still happen, but it's going to happen on a much, much smaller scale.
So we're going to have to see just how much you and I decide we really care about who wrote what joke.
Give proper credit, people. It's easy. Marketplace's Adrian Hill covers entertainment for us. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, Kai.